take a moment of silence to honor Mrs. Wright, our teacher who was killed, Paige Hearing, Natalie Brooks, Stephanie Johnson, and Brittany Varner. So those five that we lost and also the 10 that were wounded. Just take one moment, please, just in silence.
20 years later, almost to the exact moments, ralliers paused to honor the five victims of the Westside Middle School massacre, committed by two boys who were just 13 and 11 at the time. A Jonesboro High School student who helped lead the march, Mohamed Al-Hindi, says the community is still healing from March 24th, 1998.
I think there is very much pain. No one will ever forget that, and it will always stay in our hearts. And that's why we're marching today, for Westside, for Parkman, for any school shooting that has ever happened.
Makayla Norville is a sophomore at Riverside High. She says she gets scared every time a new shooting pops up in the news.
The entire thing freaks me out beyond belief. I just can't believe stuff like this has to happen.
Makayla joined dozens of others who marched from Jonesboro High to the courthouse on Saturday afternoon. Ethan Williams is an Arkansas State student who says he's inspired by the high school students leading the charge for change. He too was affected by the coincidence of the international march falling on the date of the Westside anniversary.
I feel like it drives home the point that it can happen anywhere. And I feel like a lot of people realize that too late after they have loved ones die in a school shooting. But, you know, we had five people die 20 years ago in Westside, and that should have been a wake-up call then. But, you know, and since then, we haven't had any change.
As they got ready to march, the ralliers were asked not to engage with any counter-protesters defending the Second Amendment. No counter-protesters showed up, at least not in Jonesboro. I'm Ann Kenda for Arkansas Public Media.
Whether you like it or not, change starts today with us, the children of America.